This place down south where all these rich men go to devil worship. He said they sacrifice kids and whatnot, women and children, all got murdered there. And something about some place called Carcosa and the Yellow King. He said there's all these like old stones out in the woods. People go to like worship. He said there's just so much good killing down there. Reggie got this brand on his back, like in a spiral. He says that's their sign. What the fuck ever, you understand? I don't listen to the man, but he's big, so I don't tell him to shut the fuck up neither.
You remember any buddies he ever talked about? So we checked the records here, and he had never had any visitors.
We both know Tyrone Williams. Tyrone might could tell you where he's at. Look, man, Reggie's crazy, like, for real.
Gotta be tough living with somebody spouting insane shit in your ear all day long.
You gonna give me something for what I told you just now?
Parole board, now. Fair's fair.
Yes, look at all this weird stuff. So look there, it's like, what is going on? Look. All the sacrificial stuff. Just found this. Look at that thing. They're stabbing. Now check this out, y'all. Let me fast forward. So he gets back here. He finds like this classroom. I couldn't figure out what he's looking at with this thing. Maybe you guys can help me with that in the comments. I don't know what it is. I gotta look into that a little more because he walks around the room and then he gets over here and picks one up off the floor. But this is where something very important happens, though, that the average person wouldn't have caught. Watch this. See, he's telling him, you know, you gave me a lot to absorb and all that because it's his partner. Let's get past that part. Okay. He sees this on the floor. Look at this weird stuff. I don't know what that is. What do you guys think? It looks so bizarre. Some type of, I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know this. After this scene, they have the fallen angel star on the window. The 8-pointed star. So they're showing you what this is all connected to. The Star of Ishtar, the Babylonian Star, the Star of Anu. Look at this thing. What is that? I have no clue what that is. But as they're zooming out on this shot, watching him look at this thing, you know, trying to figure out what it is maybe too, because I have no... Look, there it is. 8-pointed star right there. Bam! Right on the thing, right there, clear as day. There's actually two of them. It's the 8-pointed star. So what it is, a representation of the chaos star. It comes in many different shapes. It's the 8-pointed star that we've seen in all the superhero movies because they represent the fallen angels. They have superpowers, right? Man of Steel. You got it on his at 45 minutes in, which Man of Steel is 45, Fallen Angel 45, Fallen Ones. It's a representation of the Chaos Star. Remember, what's his name? Cat Williams had it on his neck. There it is. She just got done having sex with him and raising Kanan. And she's having sex with him. Whore of Babylon 71. It's the Star of Babylon. You know, so there's Cat Williams. That's still a representation of the 8-pointed star. A lot of people don't know that, though. That is 100% an 8-pointed star. It can be in many different forms. As long as it still has the 8 points, it's the 8-pointed star. So, see, it's connected to Anu. 8-pointed star. It's also tied to Jupiter as well. There it is again. See, this is a representation of it because you got the 8 points. Iron Cross, which comes from the Anunnaki. Nibiru was called the planet of the crossing. The original symbol was a cross. But again, it's when the entities were able to cross over through an interdimensional gateway. A stargate opened up. And these giant gods came through and were worshipped by these normal-sized humans. The same as in Prometheus. Remember the engineer? He was giant. I mean, they always show us the same thing. And Muriduk has the 8-pointed stars all over him. For the Yellow King, right? Which is connected to these ritualistic murders that are taking place. Now, look at this, guys. So this date, 10-11 of 87, do you know who killed me? And it's very important because they make sure you see it when he's driving by here. They're questioning his partner right here, and then that's his partner. And watch. Watch how the scene goes by. It's like he's making sure he's paying attention to it. See what I'm saying? And he's thinking. So this is all, it's all connected to this Yellow King. So it came out January 12, 2014. Well, from 10-11 of 1987, the date that girl went missing until this movie came out, January 12, 2014, is 1,370 weeks. Why does that matter? 137. What does that equal? Well, it's Yellow King. Yellow King is 137. And you take the 47 by 90 degree Freemasonic compass, what do you get? 137. 47 plus 90 is 137. 137 is the 33rd prime number. Masonry, 33. So we see, and I know people hate how I pronounce that. It's just how I pronounce it. My apologies. He broke into that reverend's house. That was hurting children. And he shows him some pictures. And then he puts a tape in for him, which I'm about to play in a minute. And up on the wall up here, this girl's face is cut open. I swear to God, that reminds me of that Frazzle Drip girl that Hillary cut her face off. But watch this, y'all. Terrified. Now they got her tied down, open her legs, and here they come walking from this way. I told you, these are the same people that hurt children. They got that pedophile symbol. Jesus, and now check this out. Right before he starts watching it, look what it says here. Jesus Christ will save you. Off to the side. And then over here you see all these missing kids. See? All these missing kids. There's the antlers again. Look, deer antlers, deer antlers.
1988. Accusations of child molestation at a preschool funded by Tuttle. Name of that school was Shepherd's Flock. It shuts down, reopens 2 years later on Pelican Island under the name Light of the Way Academy, where Rianne Olivier went. And I got an enrollment list, 16 kids in the class. One of them turned out to be a young man who just showed up for solicitation in New Orleans. Now, this is 2010. His name is Toby Boulaire. Goes by the name of Johnny Joni.
Shepherd's Flock. Why are you asking me about that place?
And after that place shut down, there was a lot of talk going around. You ever see that Reverend Billy Lee Tuttle around?
You know, I think so. But who can remember way back? That's how it all started. Memory be fucked. I decided it all had to be a dream anyways. And I don't remember if... We'd go to sleep. Only sometimes I didn't feel like I was asleep. I felt like I was still awake, but I must have been asleep because I couldn't move.
Just sort of see under my eyelids. And what?
I don't know. There were men taking pictures. Sometimes other things.
Who were they?
I don't know. They had animal faces. That's why I decided it had to be a dream. They had animal faces. Well, it had to be a dream.
Any other kids see this?
One girl. I don't remember her name. She first started talking about it. She's seen it too, the faces. I do not remember her name.
Very fine, no.
Maybe.
You ever see any of these men's faces?
Once. They didn't all have animal faces. Three younger men. I don't remember them. Just one. He had bad scars all around his mouth, like the bottom half got all burned up. And you know what? I thought that man, it was a dream, too.
No, I don't think it was a dream.
I don't understand. Are you saying that you think that this hypothetical killer was an old school teacher? Or it might what? Involve state PD? God damn, what happened to you, man?
You remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah. You and I are on the case in Iraq. Girl comes forward and says she was chased through the woods by a spaghetti monster with green ears. Now, I think that this is our man with the scars on his face. Think about it. We've got three references. 17 years ago, that old revival church said a tall man with scars came through Kelly Ryder in the hospital. And now this hooker from the quarter, Toby. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he is. I don't know where this whole thing fucking starts. But it ends with him. In a little township down around Erath. And that's where the Tuttle family is from. Now, it used to be a pirate hideout. Then it turned into plantations and whatnot. Had a very rural sense of Mardi Gras. You know, the men on horses, animal masks, and such.
Career du Mardi Gras.
That's right. Now, they had an annual winter festival. Right, heavy on the Saturnalia, a place where that Santeria and Voodoo all mashed together. Have a look.
Heavy on the Saturnalia. Did you hear what they just said? And remember when the first time they ever mentioned this ritualistic sacrifice was at 5:11. 5:11 into the scene. And 5:11 is Saturn. So that's because these elites sacrificing these babies, guys, is part of a Saturnalia death cult. That's what it is.
Winter festival. Blindfold. Antlers, mask. I got these from a series an artist did.
Just like at the Rothschild party back in the 70s. Remember, they all had animal masks, very similar.
Kenner, right after Katrina, says he kept running across these stick things, as he called them. Look familiar? Think our man had a real good time after the hurricane. Chaos, people missing, people gone, cops gone. I think he had a real good year.
What do you need me for?
You got friends on the force. You have access, but I don't. Databases. I need case files. I need missing persons. I need homicides. I need title transfers, auto and home. I've got a list of names. I need background checks, tax records, anything we can get on Ledoux.
Jesus Christ, man.
I wouldn't have called you, and I wouldn't have fucking bothered you if State wouldn't have pulled me in on this Lake Charles case.
Well, if you need help, why don't you just give it to Papania and Gilbo?
No, they may be pawns in this thing and not even fucking know it.
Come on.
Look, Eddie Tuttle is the goddamn senator of this state. The late Reverend Billy Lee Tuttle is his cousin. I'm telling you, it's a fucking family thing. That's what I mean when I talk about the sprawl, Marty. Eddie Tuttle's the reason that the Lake Charles thing never made the wire.
Look, man, you have some compelling stuff here, and you might have something. But all this, the sprawl, as you call it, which I would call conjecture, this shit about the Tuttles, the state PD, do you know how fucking crazy that sounds? It's like you've been alone too long. You know, like you maybe told yourself this story and kept drinking until you believed it.
Marty, I had my time where I wondered if this was all in my head. That time passed.
Really? What happened to Billy Lee Duddle?
There's something you're gonna have to look at. No other way around it.
And remember, we started seeing all the antler symbolism with Leave the World Behind, which the Obamas were part of. We already know they're pedophiles. So then we seen the antler symbolism again with Rebel Moon and with the movie Saltburn. Remember? So where it really caught my attention was during this, when I was watching True Detective. And they just came out with season 4, which is fascinating too. They show the spiral in season 4 as well. In season 4, guys, starts out with them hunting deers. So it's crazy, this deer connection, this deer antler symbolism that we see over and over again. And that spiral is the recognized symbol for pedophilia. We know that's on the FBI's recognized sign, right? And also in season 4, it ends the first scene with a polar bear on the end of the screen, which polar bear is 88. And I'm like, okay, so True Detective equals 157. What happened on 88? The worst event in the history, which was Lahaina, the fires, and kids went missing by the thousands. So I traced from Lahaina until the release of this new season, and it was 159 days. Well, True Detective is 157. That 159 days is 22 weeks and 5 days. 22 weeks and 5 days equals 158. Well, so I'm like, okay, wait a second here now. 157, 158, that was 159 days. It's like a countdown. I wonder what all these numbers equal together. 474, which is child sacrifice, defilement. And that's what they were doing in these ancient times, sacrificing these children to these gods. And remember in the first one, they're looking for the Yellow King, and the Yellow King is from Carcosa. Along the cloud where the waves break, the twin suns sink behind the lake. The shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Strange is the night where the black star rises, and strange moons cycle through the skies, but stranger still is lost in Carcosa. Now, this is talking about the twin sons, the two sons, and then in the new season, there's these people frozen to death, and they say when this twin son, the plasma apocalypse, the Phoenix phenomenon comes back, people will literally freeze instantaneously on some places around the world. And in the ancient times, they were sacrificing children to this god Tolok when this time would come, because it would be mass famine and drought, right? So they would sacrifice children to Tolok, where they would rip the children's fingernails off and pull their teeth out, and it was part of sacrificial magic. The tears of the children would bring the rain down. I'm not joking. This is facts. Look it up. It's in Aztec culture. And True Detectives, season 4, episode 2, at 32 minutes in and 29 seconds, he shows the spiral, which this episode has nothing to do with pedophilia, but yet they have the spiral in it again. And remember, guys, symbols rule the world, not the laws of man. That's just what it is. And symbols will be their downfall. That I can promise.